Thanks for tuning in to the Drive On podcast, where we are focused on giving hope and strength to the entire military community. Whether you're a veteran, active duty, guard, reserve, or a family member, this podcast will share inspirational stories and resources that are useful to you. I'm your host, Scott DeLucio, and now let's get on with the show. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Drive On podcast. Today, my guest is Wayne Altman. Wayne is an Army veteran and an entrepreneur who founded Melody Clouds after suffering from tinnitus and was looking for relief. We're going to be talking today about Melody Clouds, what it does, and the healing and beneficial effects that technology can provide to all of us. So welcome to the show, Wayne. I'm glad to have you here.
I am very honored to be here, number one. I've enjoyed our conversation so far. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself and your background for those who may not be familiar with who you are?
Well, like you said, I'm an Army veteran. I spent 8.5 years in the Army, and I ended up with a raging case of tinnitus, ringing in the ear. You described it very well. And back in May, one of my friends said, hey, you got to hear this, because it's really helped me out. And I'm the least woo-woo guy you will ever meet. I don't have a chakra. I'm proud of everybody who does. I am not a shaman of any sort, okay? But he put these headphones on me and let me listen to binaural beat at 174 megahertz, and I heard silence. I heard silence for the first time in like 30 years. I'm 55, and I had not heard silence in a very long time. And I'm like, hey, what did I just listen to? There was music. I heard the music, but I didn't hear this ringing, this high-pitched whine in my ear. And he goes, yeah, I thought you would like that. Well, that was in May. June 1st, we bought the domain Melody Clouds. 5 months later, I got an app that was released yesterday, just released yesterday on the iOS and on Android. You got to go check them out. But I knew I had to bring this to other people, because I know a lot of my guys that, you know, serve have tinnitus, right? Loud noises. What you've done is you've injured your nerve in your ear, and you're hearing the repercussion of that. That's what you're hearing.
Right. And before we started recording, you and I were talking about the different jobs that we had in the military, and where one job is more likely, according to the VA anyways, more likely to be exposed to loud noises. I was infantry. So when I went to them filing my claim and saying, hey, I had, you know, exposure to loud noises, I have hearing loss, I have tinnitus, all this stuff, they basically just said, oh yeah, well, based on your job, of course you do. And they just basically signed off on it right away without really much more going into it than that. You know, obviously,
yeah, I had a much different experience, by the way.
You did, right. You had a much different experience. But I guess
I went in as a 71 Lima administrative specialist. I don't even think that they have that job anymore. I was in information security. And when it was suggested to me, look, most veterans, I would pretty much say 90% of us really are not interested in that. That's not why we served. It wasn't, you know, whatever. We have to be forced basically to take anything. They, you know, told me, hey, look, you've lost about 70% of your hearing. I know exactly why. They said they diagnosed tinnitus. But when I went to the VA to, you know, get some help with that, they were like, oh, no, you 71 Limas, we're reading your job description. You don't get that. And I was like, well, that's new. Now, look, that is to say, anyone that's not a veteran, anyone that's not in the military, let me tell you how you got it. You listened to loud music. So did I. You went to concerts. You heard loud noises, and any loud noises like that, that's going to damage that nerve or those nerves. And you're hearing the result of that damage. That's what you're hearing.
Right.
So it's for everyone, what I'm saying. Look, one of the reasons when I started jumping into this, the CEO, former CEO of Texas Roadhouse Restaurants, he took his own life because of this condition. We're laughing, you know, having a good time, but this is a serious condition for a lot of people. And the more I learned about it, the even faster did I run to try and bring something to people, especially my boys that served alongside.
And right. And I guess my point for bringing up the fact that, you know, you were in admin side, I was in infantry. It doesn't matter what your MOS was, what your job was in the military. You could end up having tinnitus, hearing loss, any sort of thing. Oh,
100%.
Regardless. And there's not to even mention the other things that you mentioned about, you know, going, listening to loud music, going to concerts, things like that. I mean, if you were deployed anywhere, doesn't matter whether it was more recent wars or the Gulf War, Vietnam, whatever, if there was a loud explosion going off next to you, or loud, heavy gunfire or things like that, and you don't have proper hearing protection, you're probably going to damage your ears in your hearing at some point, you know,
after
exposure to that.
Yeah. I mean, by the way, you don't even have to be deployed, because everybody knows you got to go to the ranges just like everybody else. You are in the motor pool. You're around a lot of very loud diesel engines, the list goes on and on and on. I mean, every single one of us finds ourselves, just by living our lives, finds ourselves in places that are loud, with loud noises. Mm-hmm. So you're right. We just had a massive lawsuit with 3M, the federal government, the Army in particular, had a massive lawsuit with 3M because of the hearing protection. They found it to be substandard, low bidder. And guess what? There's no arguing that had an effect on a massive number of our service people and civilians, by the way.
Right. Because it could be really any number of things that causes that hearing loss. And it could be unexpected too. You know, even, you know, just walking down the street and near a construction site or something like that, something could, you know, make a real loud noise. And, you know, it could happen that way too. You know, there's so many different things that could cause it. And so, you know, I know I've dealt with this for the last 14 or so years. I know you said about 30 years for you. And I know a lot of the listeners deal with this too. So that, I guess, the reason why I'm talking about all of this is I know this is an issue. Like you said, the former CEO of Texas Roadhouse took his life over all of this. It is a serious, serious issue.
And I wouldn't have mentioned that. It's been in the news. That is one of the news articles. I mean, you can look it up online. That is absolutely public information. And look, this is not only a single event injury, but it is also a cumulative injury. So the older you get, that accumulation of loud noises also puts you at high risk to get this condition. So, and unfortunately, right now, we don't have a cure. Melody Clouds is not a cure for this condition. What it is, though, is a treatment, and you can get a respite. You will get a respite from that noise. Find the right frequency, and you are going to counteract that noise that's going on in your head. And believe me, that is some sweet relief for a lot of us, dude. I mean, it is, you'll go back to it. And I've made it portable too. So, you know, there you go.
And that portability is great too, because you can pop in the earbuds when you're going out for a run or a walk, or, you know, just you're exercising, you're walking the dog, whatever it is, or, you know, even listening to it in the car while you're driving. So that way you're not driving yourself batty listening to that same
thing. I definitely tried to come up with a solution, because look, one of the things I want to let everybody that suffers from this know is you're drinking what, tea? You know, any stimulant will make this worse. You're kind of contributing. And look, by the way, I'm drinking a Diet Coke. So guess what? I'm doing the exact same thing. You know, you can't, my point is, you cannot stop living the same way that people that don't have a hard time with this have.
Right.
And by the way, hearing loss, when you have hearing loss, what do you do? You tend to turn things up, which exacerbates the hearing loss, and it annoys your wife or whoever happens to be around you. Right. My kids are constantly, it's funny, I've turned the table on my kids. They go in the car and turn the music down. Never once have they gone, hey, Dad, I'm going to, you know, like, they always turn it down. My kids will not get tinnitus from me.
Yeah. So, you know, there's so many different ways that people can get this. And that really, there's no cure, like you mentioned. There's no cure. This isn't a cure. It's just a brief respite from the symptoms that you are experiencing. And unfortunately, it is one of those things that over time, that concert that you went to when you were 20 years old could be one of the factors that cumulatively affects you when you're in your 50s, 60s, and even beyond. So you talked a little bit about oral beats. What are binaural beats?
Oh, good. I'm glad you asked me that question.
Can you describe what that is for the listeners who may not be familiar?
Yeah, because this is what's really cool. I love the science of this. And by the way, none of what I'm about, this is science. This is not some dude made it up in a, okay, this is actual, the science part of it, which is what gets me a little bit excited. Okay, so your brain is an electrical device. And it operates by electrical charges, and that will dictate your mood. It will dictate your body's reaction to things. Those electrical signals are what has our brain, the way our brain communicates. Now, what we've discovered, I say we, but what they have discovered is that if you take a megahertz, if you take a signal in one ear and a different signal in another ear, so binaural, your brain will split the difference and operate at a totally separate signal from these two signals. So at 174 hertz, you can relieve pain and stress for PTSD patients, for example. Okay. You can block grief. You can manipulate moods. That's why our tagline is take charge of your mood. So if you find yourself angry, pop in headphones, right? You will be able to de-stress, de-escalate, and change, take charge of that mood. And here's the proof. Here's the proof of this, just in a nutshell. There's only been 17 movies in the history of cinema that do not have a soundtrack. All of the thousands and tens of thousands of the others have a soundtrack. Even silent movies were not silent. They had someone in the front playing the piano, and that music is what told you how to feel about the images you're looking at.
Right, right.
You have children?
Yes.
Okay. WALL-E, did they ever watch the movie WALL-E?
Yes.
Okay. Would it shock you to know that for 1 hour and 40 minutes, there was no dialogue whatsoever in that movie? And your child sat there with her hands in their laps, watching what was going on the screen, knowing with everyone in the room knew when to be happy. Everyone knew when to be sad. Everyone knew when he was in love. Why? Well, they could see the images, but it was the music that was manipulating the mood in the room. And an hour and 40 minutes was the first word of dialogue. If
That's
you
amazing.
And I,
yeah.
right? Yes. Right. Yeah, it totally is. Especially when I remind you that you don't take Tchaikovsky when you go to the gym and work out. You take Metallica. You right. take something that's going to get your pump on, right? That's right. what you take. Well, you're already doing what we're talking about here. You just don't realize that this is, you know, you're providing your brain medication. Because that's what we're, Melody Clouds uses those things to medicate, to help your brain change whatever mood or to adjust whatever mood that you're in.
You know, just this morning, I was talking to my wife. I was about to go out for a run and my playlist on my phone was set to Christmas music. I had Christmas music going on. I was like, well, I'm going to have to change that before I go out because I'm not going to be listening to Jingle Bells.
I was just going
to
say, no, try it. Do this experiment. Go running to Jingle Bells. See how far you get. You know what I mean? Right. I mean, it's just not going to work out for you, as well as if you're, you know, the Flight of the Conchord or whatever music sure. really kind of pumps you up. Now, then that brings us to solfeggio. Solfeggio is a little bit different. Okay, this is how long this has been going on, right? So the first that I was able to research and go back in solfeggio was an Italian monk in the 11th century, Guido di Arezzo. I'm thinking of changing my name to that, by the way. Guido decided that he, even though he did not play a musical instrument, so do you play a musical instrument?
Years ago in high school, I played saxophone, but right. I have not picked it up since then. So
yeah, I have never been able to play a note on a musical instrument, but you and I would both know when one was out of tune.
Sure.
You pick up a guitar and start playing it, I'll be able to tell, oh, you got to tune that thing, right? Piano, you hit a sour note. That is solfeggio. That is our ability, our natural ability to figure out that something is not right. It is out of tune. And once you bring it back into tune, then you make sweet music. Then everything in the in your atmosphere is correct, right? So solfeggio frequencies, you only have to listen to, they're not binaural. You can listen to them on the backside of whatever music you're listening to. They have the same properties as binaural beats. Some people react better to binaural beats. Some people react better to solfeggio, which is another reason that I totally believe that all this is not BS, okay? Because if you and I go to the doctor and he gives you cholesterol medication and gives me cholesterol medication, he is going to monitor us to make sure that it actually worked. Is he not?
Right.
Exactly. There's a very good chance that one of or the two of us is not going to react well to the medication he gave us. And we will have to make adjustments to not only the type of medication, but to how much of that medication we are ingesting. We're all different. My point is, if someone had come to me and said, hey, dummy, here's binaural beats and it works the same on everybody, I would have been like, no way. We're way too different.
Right. And we are all different. I mean, there's so many things that we do, just like, you know, a cholesterol medication, a, you know, even vitamins and things like that, other nutrients and stuff that you take, you know, the stuff that, I take for my health and my benefits and things like that. It's going to be way different than what my kids are going to take. You know, we're two different.
Well, we types have food. We have food allergies. Some people can't stand to hear the word moist.
Right.
You know what I mean? I mean, how many times do you hear that? I can't hear the word, but you can't hear the word moist. I mean, don't ever say that around me, by the way, because that's all you will hear. But you see what I mean? We all have we have different reactions to the same stimuli. Okay. That is what makes this so important. And by the way, I will hasten to mention that there is the same side effects for you are the same side effects for me. In other words, you've been listening to music your entire life.
Right.
And the side effects for that are the side effects. In other words, you calm down. They're all positive side effects. And immediately, if you are listening to music that you don't like, or that don't, for me, it's jazz. I cannot listen to jazz. To me, that sounds like a cacophony. It makes no sense. And I want to get as far away from it as possible. That's the side effect to me listening to jazz. All I've got to do is turn it off and I'm out of that, you know, don't want to offend any jazz musicians in the audience, but you know, hey, look, dude, find something else to do.
Right. Yeah. And right. So, you know, we all have different needs, right? You're talking about the different frequencies of the sounds that come in through these binaural beats. And what worked for you may not work for me, but something else may work for me that didn't work for you. So it doesn't mean that, oh, I tried it once and you know, let's just throw in the towel because it's never going to work. But something else out there, right?
The good news is on Melody Clouds, available now on the iOS store, I have taken all of those frequencies. I've placed them in. Here's what they do. And then I've separated them into different types of music. So some people like listening to one type of music. I've got it on nature sounds for other people that don't want to listen to music. So in other words, I've grouped them together and I'm telling you what they do, what these should do for you. So if you want to listen to 285 hertz, you should expect that you're going to heal tissue and organs. And here's how that works. Okay. Again, I'm the least woo-woo dude on the planet. But when I started looking at the science behind this, it really flipped me out. Your brain. Okay, it is amazing. So when you get injured, what do? We pick you up and we take you to the hospital, right? If you've been hurt bad enough, you need to go to the hospital. But why do we do that? Why can't you heal in your own bed, or why can't you heal right where you got injured? And the answer to that is because we need your brain to be calm and peaceful so it can dictate where the resources in your body need to go to create that healing.
Okay.
285 Hertz does that. It puts you in the most optimum place for your brain to go, ankle injury, get on it. Liver damage, you've got to fix this. And it is, the experiments have been going on for long, long before the 70s when it got really hot and heavy. I mean, we're talking 11th century. People have started figuring out, oh, wow, people who listen to these frequencies or got their brain to that focus, they healed way quicker. So this is, like I said, it's fascinating to me to find all of this. And I could not wait to bundle it all up and bring it to people because it actually works. We have a huge effect on people suffering from PTSD or depression. It's not a cure, but it is definitely, we have the ability to give people a respite from their, you know, PTSD or their, you know, a depressive thoughts. And it's incredible. It is a incredibly gratifying to know that.
So it almost seems like the different frequencies are almost like different drugs that you might take in a traditional sense.
100%.
Where you might take a certain drug for your, you know, heart condition. You might take another drug for your depression or, you know, something, you know, along those lines, but you can almost hone in on whatever the issue is that you're dealing with,
they can do frequencies. They can do an EEG and figure out what emotion you're going through. Let's say guilt. Let's say that you felt guilt over a traumatic event. They can go in and go, oh, look, your brain, there is an awful lot of guilt signals going on in your brain. So 396 Hertz, that is going to block those feelings of guilt. And we're going to do this for periods of time so you don't feel that guilt as badly or at all for periods of time. Because what did those things lead to? Very, very negative consequences for you walking around feeling guilty about things all day long, every single day. I mean, the outcomes are horrendous. They're very bad. Now, Does that mean that it works on every single person in exactly the same way? Absolutely not. Again, we talked about that. Some people like spicy food. For me, cannot do it, dude. Don't want to be around me. I can't eat that. But I like garlic. There are other things that I can do. Same thing here. 417 Hertz. It will actually make your brain want to change things. In other words, there are a lot of very self-satisfied people out there that think, don't want to, you know, I don't want to do it. I don't want to change. Well, guess what? Put a binaural bead in. Let's get your brain at 417 Hertz. We know you need to make these changes, and it helps facilitate that. It's crazy.
And like you were saying, this is not a cure. It's not one of those things where you listen to these beats for a period of time, it is, and all of a sudden the depression is gone forever or anything like that. However, when I was talking to someone about this the other day, when you have nothing but negative thoughts in your head and it's negative, 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 it's like there's no room for anything else because those negative thoughts breed more negative thoughts and it's just constant negativity. Yep. And I made the analogy of if you took an empty glass and just put food coloring in, and that represents the negative thoughts. All that's in that empty glass right now is the negative thoughts. But if you were to then fill up the rest of the glass with water, it dilutes those negative thoughts.
Yeah.
And now you're dealing
become manageable and bearable. And you're
they're
exactly
still there,
right.
But they're not overbearing and just the only thing that's there, right?
Yeah. It's not going to cause you to look for other solutions that aren't really solutions. You're going to see a reduction in the amount of alcohol. You're going to see a reduction in the amount of drugs that people are reaching out to. One of the things that I did, or one of the reasons that I did what I'm doing, or I'm doing what I'm doing, is because, look, man, the pharmaceutical industry is a freaking miracle, okay? That you can put compounds together and hand that to someone and they can heal or they can change. You know what I mean? That is a miracle. But it is not the solution for every single thing that's going wrong with someone.
Right.
You cannot prescribe pills for every single situation and expect good outcomes. Because what do you do when those pills are gone, when they don't have access to that medication? What about the side effects, the negative side? I mean, watch a TV show and the list of side effects that they have to go through and list. When meanwhile, you have Melody Clouds, you have other apps that do basically the same thing. And the side effects are nothing, really. I mean, the only effects are the beneficial effects. There are no negative side effects, you know, maybe your time, but other than that, that's it.
Sure. And, you know, you're right about the side effects and things like that of the other medications, because you may take a medication to solve one issue, but like those lists of side effects that they talk about on the commercials are so long, and then you're going to end up having one of those side effects that is unmanageable. You can't just deal with the whatever issue it is. And so you go to the doctor for some other medication to treat that symptom. And then that medication has a whole list of other side effects. And then
it also goes back to changing the medication. That's again, with us, if you found a frequency that did not do what you needed it to do, right? Then you change frequencies. There are frequencies that will do basically the same things. They just do some things differently, right? Or if you find a frequency that does not really work for you, then maybe change the music that you're listening to it with. But it's not, I mean, it's an exact science, but it's not an exact science. Everybody's different. We've talked about that. You know, everybody's a little bit different. But, you know, that's the nature of being human and, you know, trying to facilitate change, trying to help people with, you know, what you're doing.
Sure. So we talked a little bit about the benefits of binaural beats. What types of symptoms can people hope to address by using this type of music or the software that you've developed?
Yeah. So basically anything having to do with your mood. You know, there are binaural beats and solfeggio frequencies that will block grief. I mentioned that. If you're going through a divorce or if you're going through a death in your family and you find yourself just sad all the time, that's not good. That is going to affect. There are side effects to grief over prolonged periods of time. There are side effects to anger over long periods of time. These are negative feelings, negative emotions. Every emotion, it has a proper place. There are certain things that we do we should feel guilty about, but there shouldn't be a constant guilt or a constant anger or a constant sadness. And if that is entered into your life, then you need some interventionalism. You need something to intervene and that will give you a break from that so you can kind of take control back again and then, you know, get back to a normal, especially without zoning out. Look, one of the things that I really like, I get a lot of comments back, is focus. A lot of people talk about being in the zone. He was in the zone. Tiger was in the zone. And man, you know, okay. Well, guess what? We can recreate that for you if you'd like to be in the zone. If you want to be in the zone and be focused on something, maybe you want to drive, you're going on a long drive and you'd like to be, you know, hyper-focused on what you're doing, probably a good idea. Well, guess what? You can drive 30 to 40% further when you're focused like that and you're a lot safer driver. Okay, so focus. That's a very positive, you know, of side effect or effect of these type of frequencies. Or let's say that you're in pain, you're in a lot, you know, a moderate amount, a lot of pain, and you don't want to take fentanyl and Vicodin and Percocet and all of those things because they make you nauseous. Well, guess what? There are frequencies you can listen to and that will block some of that pain from you. And so, look, the things are endless. It's endless. However many emotions that you have, there are frequencies now we've identified that you will, you know, you'll get benefit from.
Well, that's great. I think the listeners, especially the issues that people are dealing with, are varied, and there's so many different things out there that people are suffering from. I actually had somebody, one of the listeners, reach out to me a few weeks ago and asking me if I would have an episode dealing with anything to do with tinnitus. And I thought to myself, looking back at all the episodes that I've done, it's been about 250 episodes so far. I haven't had a single episode other than just, you know, casual conversation about somebody having tinnitus, not right. actually about any solutions or what can people do about tinnitus or anything like yeah. that. I haven't really had anything about it. And so when your name came into my inbox, I was quick to jump on this because I wanted to offer some sort of solution really for tinnitus and for the people who are suffering from it. Because I know, especially in the military, there's a lot of people, higher percentage.
Right. There has got to be, the numbers have got to be just through the roof.
Right.
You know, more often than not, you're going to suffer from some type of hearing malfunction, some type of ailment. Look, there is no cure. There really are no treatments. I have tried so many oils and different things, sound machines and all kinds of stuff. And I own 14 other businesses online. I am an entrepreneur at heart. I like how the way these things putting together a business, and, you know, I was successful. Okay. Whatever your definition of successful is, we'll, you know, whatever, but this stopped me in my tracks. And look, we've only touched on one very small part of what Melody Clouds does.
Sure.
You know, we're real, even more than the tinnitus and helping people that way. We want people to relax and, you know, be able to find a respite just from their day. I mean, you carry around the wealth of human knowledge in your pocket. Whether it's on the iOS platform or whether it's on the Android platform, you know every single thing that has ever been discovered in mankind, in the history of mankind, and you carry it around with you. And that's a heavy load, bro. That is a heavy load. I wanted to put together music and things to help people relax, old-time radio programs, Aesop's fables. I mean, I've got a award, Hall of Fame radio host, that is reading Aesop's fables to kids, because I discovered that they no longer, you know, we don't have Rocky and Bullwinkle cartoons teaching those Aesop's fables anymore. And dude, I'm telling you, those that taught you how to act in public. It taught you how to treat one another. And here we are, we've forgotten all about it. We don't teach that anymore. One thing I want to mention is anybody that is interested in this, all right, I do a $2.99 for the first 60 days. That should give you plenty of time to know whether or not you want to deal with the fat bald guy, okay? $2.99, that ain't jack. Now, fortunately for everyone that downloads Melody Clouds, which is now available on the iOS platform, the largest button on the entire app, guess what it is?
I don't know. I haven't even taken a look at it because it just came out. I haven't had
it's
a chance to
look at it. It's the unsubscribe button.
Okay.
The largest button on the entire app. You can tell I'm Army, okay? Hua, because the largest button is, if you don't like it, press the biggest button. You don't like it? Hey, no harm, no foul. I don't want anybody's money that does not want to, you know, find or does not find value in this, okay? Apple Excellent. Went back and forth with me for over a week because that button was too big as far as they were concerned. Guess what, Apple? I win. After the 60 days, if you decide we're a match, it's $5.99. $5.99, which is exactly one third of what my competitors, if you want to call them that, my competitors charge. I don't need $20 a month. I don't need $30 a month to bring this to you and to help you. Okay. So I want to make it very clear that if you pick someone over me, it's you being stupid. It's just, you got too much money. Okay.
Right. Yeah. I looked at the pricing. It's very reasonably priced. And you know, you said $2.99 for 60 days to give it a try. $2.99.
Yeah, it's more than fair.
It's more than fair to just give it a shot. and super easy to unsubscribe. That's one of the things that I know I am always cautious about whenever I have any sort of subscription thing that I sign up for. I've been on the phone for hours trying to unsubscribe from things that I signed up for in the past. And so I always want to make sure that there is a way out of whatever it is that I'm doing. Yeah. And in this
you
case,
would be shocked at how difficult it to convey to a web developer, to the guys that helped develop this app. You would be very shocked to find out, even though you're paying the bill, okay, I had to really fight for a big unsubscribe button because I am that determined that if this does not help you, if you find no value in this, I need you to be good, be well.
Right.
You know, head on. No harm, no foul. I love everybody, but sometimes it's not enough, right? And so I get just as frustrated as you. I saw the frustration on your face. Look, every few months I come up with something that I've subscribed to. I gave them a fair crack and I didn't want to be associated with it anymore. I didn't want to use it anymore. And they made it Sisyphus, right? I had to roll that rock to the top of the hill trying to just unsubscribe, and I'll never do that to anyone.
Awesome. Well, Wayne, it has been a pleasure speaking with you today. I do want to give you the opportunity. I know you mentioned the app is available on iOS and Android. Where can people go to find out more about what you do and pricing and all that kind of stuff?
Well, look, I love when people contact me directly. So it's WayneAltman@MelodyClouds.com. And that's my email address. MelodyClouds.com is where they can go. And we have featured artists from around the world. I own every bit of music, every note of music on that app. I have had specifically created and curated all 17,000 audiobooks, 30,000 books. So if you can't find something on Melody Clouds to relax to and see a doctor, okay? I mean, you got to get to a doctor, buddy, because there's a lot there. And by the way, keep an eye on it because next month or the next couple months, we are about to add something I can't talk about right now, but it is huge. It is groundbreaking technology that's about to go into Melody Clouds. Maybe you'll have me back and we can talk about it, but it's absolutely, it really is pretty shocking. Now, yeah, that's it, man. Just MelodyClouds.com. And I hope everybody gets some benefit and let me know what you think.
All right. Well, I will have links to everything that we mentioned here in the show notes. So anyone wants to check it out, MelodyClouds.com will be there. I'll also have links to the iOS and Android apps as well. So you can, hopefully, if you're listening on your phone, you can just tap it right from there and get to the app pretty easily. So thank you again, Wayne. Glad to have you here. And I'm looking forward to what you have coming up next. And I'd be glad to have you back on to talk about it then.
Scott, thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening to the Drive On podcast. If you want to support the show, please check out Scott's book, Surviving Sun, on Amazon. All of the sales from that book go directly back into this podcast and work to help veterans in need. You can also follow the Drive On podcast on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, and wherever you listen to podcasts.